Hello, listeners. Welcome to another Thursday with Azúcar Morena. You are listening CITR 101.9 FM. We are live from the occupied territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Have you ever wondered if you're living in a reality or if you're inside an endless dream? Has it ever happened to you walking down the street and wondering if reality is just a dream? It happens to me very often. This show will be about something cinematic, a feel intersecting planes of dream and reality. It's a psychological thriller. It's called Abre los ojos or Open Your Eyes. This is one of the soundtracks of the movie, and it's called La Azotea by Alejandro Amendábar. Hello, I already made a couple questions, and I don't know, some people said that they never have dreams, which maybe not, but I think it's pretty weird because I have dreams all the time, every single night, and could be very, very crazy dreams. Don't make sense to me. This movie, when I watched this movie, I thought, since the movie star, I thought this guy, the actor, it's crazy. And of course, I didn't know that it was about this whole story that I'm gonna try to don't talk about details. So you, I hope you watch this movie. And this movie, the release date, it was on December 97. It's old in Spain. The director is Alejandro Amendavar. And he is a Chilean Spanish. He's a film director, he's a screenwriter, and also he's a composer. So it's a very interesting artist or person. He has written or co-written the screenplays to all 7 of his films and composed almost all their soundtracks. For example, this movie, Abre los Ojos, he composed the whole soundtracks. And obviously, the soundtracks, the title of the soundtracks, it has to do with the scenes of the movie. I start actually from the end of the movie. As I said, this soundtrack, it's called La Azotea. And some dreams could make sense, depends of what you did the whole day, which type of conversations you had, or what's happening around in your own life. Since the movie star as well, I thought this is a dream for sure, because it's not normal that I don't know, like a street is completely empty. And it is how this movie starts. And some scenes, it looks like it's repeating again and again and again, because he's dreaming, but also you don't know, as the movie, it's, I don't know how do you say this. Cuando la película está avanzando, no sabes si o es la realidad o es un sueño. It's kind of confusing, the movie. So you need to be very, very focused on this. You don't know when the dreams stop and when the reality starts. And some people said that you can also create your own dreams. Like before you fall asleep, you can start making your dream in your head. And it takes practice. En español se llaman sueños lúcidos. Maybe it sounds similar in English. And talking about a little bit more about the director. For me, it's a very interesting story. He's very discreet in his personal life. Alejandro did not watch much television when he was a kid or teenager. He dedicated his time to going to the cinema to watch movies with his brother. Other than theater, his passion were writing stories and reading books. As a child, he also composed melodies with the keyboard and guitar, with the same case as when he wrote his stories. The soundtrack is called Deja Vu. What is Deja Vu? ¿O qué es Deja Vu? Es una experiencia en la que sientes que ya has vivido antes, que has estado en ese lugar donde estás justo en ese momento, o que quizá ya habías tenido esa conversación en ese mismo lugar. Aunque en realidad quizá es la primera vez que la experimentas. Deja vu, the feeling that you have already experienced something. Talking about a little bit more about the movie, something quick. Es involucra el romance, por supuesto, un triángulo amoroso, para ser más específica, y no es precisamente una historia de celos, es la necesidad a un hombre. uno de los protagonistas o caracteres, personajes, se llama César. Todos lo juzgan de loco. E incluso su mejor amigo le recomienda ir al psiquiatra. También, algo interesante y un tema que en la realidad quizás se ve mucho, digamos que es la traición de la lealtad entre amigos, ya que César echa, digamos, a perder la amistad por una chica que acaba de conocer. A little bit about the movie. It's about romance as well, love, triangle, but it is not a story of jealousy. It's more about needed for a man. One of the characters, his name is César. Everyone judge him as a crazy man. And even his best friend asked him to go to the psychiatrist. Also, this movie, it's about the loyalty, or I mean the friendship loyalty and the betrayal between friends, because César preferred just to ruin the friendship because a girl. And not, don't make me wrong, it's not the girl or girl's fault. In this story, there is not a bad guy or villain or something like that. It's actually, there are several victims. And the great victim actually is César. On him falls all the cruelty of the others. Just because he loses his head, he doesn't know if he's dreaming or if he's in the real life, which is crazy. I don't know if also it happens to you, but when you are in a dream, maybe it's a nightmare actually, it's not a dream, but you just wanna open your eyes, you wanna wake up because it's a very bad dream. And you wake up. Mm-hmm. But you wake up in the dream, you're still inside the dream. It's crazy, I know. And the feeling, it's... I can say it's like you feel anxiety. Because even you wake up inside the dream, the nightmare is still... Y como dije anteriormente, en inglés, en la historia no se trata de un culpable, de un villano o de un malo. No es la culpa de la chica o las chicas. Incluso, más bien, hay varias víctimas en la historia. Y una de las, digamos, grandes víctimas es justo César. Ya que en él recae justo la crueldad de todos, porque no sabe, está tan confundido que no sabe cuál es la realidad y dónde termina el sueño. Se vuelve una pesadilla. Y también mencioné si alguna vez te ha pasado que estás soñando, o también podemos decir estás teniendo una pesadilla y es tan loco o tan terrible y feo el sueño o la pesadilla que solo quieres despertar. Y, ajá, despiertas, pero despiertas dentro del sueño. Me da mucha risa porque me ha pasado muchísimas veces. Y esa sensación dentro del sueño es como si en la realidad despertaste, pero no, sigues dormido, sigues dentro del sueño, solo despertaste dentro del sueño. Estoy segura que no soy la única que le pasa. Y a César lo juzgan de loco, de psicópata, porque creen que está fingiendo. Everyone around César think that he's lying, that he's just pretending to don't know anything. But he just don't know what's true or what's the real thing, the real life, the real story. He don't even know which of those girls, because it's two girls in this triangle, which one is real. If you watch the movie, it's gonna be confused. Even for me, it was, oh my god, I don't even know who's real of those girls. Before I realize what is the dream, what's the real life. And also something that the director mentioned, the movie also is the intention is to play, because the, no sé cómo se dice, espectador who is watching the movie, it's always making questions about what's going on. And obviously, as a como espectador, I made many, many questions during the movie. And I answer myself. But after the scene, it was, oh my God, no, I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. Y el escritor también la define como la bola de nieve de la Navidad. Me parece interesante la definición. Because it's all, it's something that is just growing and growing and growing and never stop. And as big and as the snowball is growing or it's making bigger, it's just getting worse as the movie. And talking about the music, I'm gonna talk about the music. It's pretty interesting how this writer or screenwriter worked or mixed at the, or start working with the movie or the guion at the same time when he's making the music. So he's writing, he has the story in his mind, but at the same time he's mixing in with all the tools that he has. He's making music. And then after, when he's done with this part, is with the orchestra, and is like, here, this is the music, now do your job. También menciona que muchas veces o pocas veces se le da la importancia que en realidad merece la banda sonora o los soundtracks de las películas. Porque si no ves una escena con la música, incluso, podrías entender qué es lo que está pasando o qué es lo que te está diciendo la escena.
Me build strong budgeting and management skills, all while contributing to my group's sustainability. Ensuring the financial health of the Scouts group gives me a sense of pride knowing I'm helping create opportunities for Scouts to grow.
Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
Hey, I'm Sam Chimes. I remember my third day busking on Granville Street. 12 hours of performing for just $5? Can you believe that? That's when I discovered the Looper, and everything changed. Since then, I've performed at over 1,000 shows across Australia, France, Europe, and Canada. I even placed top 16 at the first Buskers World Cup in South Korea. Now, I'm sharing everything I've learned with you.
Introducing Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program, the only course that teaches you to create and perform music holistically.
We have four essential pillars: live looping, music production, DJing, and stage work over the course of just 8 weeks. Real street performance experience. You get a professional EPK and industry networking.
Limited to just 16 dedicated artists, our next intake starts June 7th.
Our top two DJs get to shadow me at real gigs. I have summer and winter bookings lined up. This isn't just education. It's your pathway into the industry.
Supported by Creative BC Grant. Visit samchimes.com/academy to book your free consultation.
Stop dreaming. Start building. Chimes Academy.
This soundtrack called Sophia. Sophia is one of the other characters in the movie. And the actress is Penelope Cruz. She also is an actress in the movie. And even for me, I'm not an expert on the film industry or acting, but I watch lots of movies where she collaborate, and obviously in this movie she's pretty young, but she's always amazing. I love this character. And obviously, Sophia or Penelope Cruz is in this love triangle with Cesar. And the other character, her name is Nuria. Naoya Nimri, creo que así se pronuncia su nombre, y estoy segura que la has visto en otras series o películas. Una de ellas es Vis a Vis, que fue donde yo la conocí, y es increíble que después de esa serie ella se hizo súper famosa. Cuando esta película es vieja y no sabía que existía. He made Alejandro, made Abre los Ojos, that is a science fiction movie that had no notable success at international festivals, for example, Berlin and Tokyo. And impressed by the movie, Tom Cruise bought the rights to adapt and produce the film. And the other version, it called Vanilla Sky. So you check it out. And I don't know, maybe you want to join me in another show and we can talk about these movies. For this movie, Alejandro, it was the director, the writer, and the composer. Amandavar has many, many movies. But one of the most recognized films, it's called Thesis. Another one is The Others. Regression. And one of my favorite movies. It's called The Sea Inside. A little bit more about Alejandro. Before he became a director, he worked as a stock boy in a warehouse and as a gardener until he had enough money to buy his own home camera. He did not want to start his university studies in cinema before ever having touched a camera. Close your eyes and enjoy the soundtrack.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
You are listening right now, Azúcar Morena, on CITR 101.9 FM. We are live from the occupied territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Right now, I'm playing El Parque by Alejandro Amendavar. This scene, for me, it break my heart. Obviously, it is in a park or en un parque. The rain is falling. And Sofia is crying. She actually is acting as a meme or mimo. And Cesar is in front of her, just watching. Solo admirando lo enfocada que está. Sin moverse, sin importar cuánta lluvia esté cayendo sobre ella. Incluso sin importar que el maquillaje de Mimo se haya desvanecido en su cara. Quizá no lo ve o quizá no lo reconoce. Claro, le sucedió una tragedia horrible a César. But I won't say what happened to César in the movie because I want you to watch. And you can feel, I'm sure, the sadness in the soundtrack. We are very close to finish the show. I hope you are enjoying this beautiful sunny days. And I wanna mention something about the reception of the movie. Abre los ojos received mostly positive reviews. Obviously, everyone has their own opinion, their own taste, their own genders, or the favorites to watch. And on Rotten Tomatoes, the film has an 85% approval rating based on their reviews from 47 critics. James is one of the critics, and he said, "Of intelligence, audacity, and complexity come along so rarely that it's mandatory to cry out their arrival, and that those who see it will not quickly forget the experience." So now, before you go bed, before you fall asleep, why not? Try to create the beginning of your dream. It's pretty interesting. You can have some control, I know. Sometimes you cannot because you are already in a very deep dream. But when you have this opportunity to start creating your own before you fall asleep, you can have some control. Trust me. Trust me. So today or tonight, you can try it. And we'll see what happens. Maybe tomorrow morning, you can write it down and you can keep practicing this. And you're gonna be surprised how crazy could be the meaning, maybe, because some dreams can have a meaning, can have a sign, I don't know, a message also. And also, before we finish this show, I am gonna play something very special, very, very special. Last year, I had a guest that she is an amazing artist. She's a singer. She also writes. She also, I said sing? I think so. She's an actress. And she is half Spanish and Canadian. Her name is Isabel. And she is in Europe right now. But she made a song with another artist, and it's in French and English, the lyrics. And I want to share a little bit of the meaning, the song, because I don't speak French. This song is called Fata Morgana. I don't know if the pronunciation is right. But this song is perfect for the show. I was about to start speaking in Spanish. This song is about how we cannot trust on the illusion of the safety and the translation of this song. It is el espejismo, significa el espejismo del desierto que engaña. Something like the dreams, that you're in a dream, as I said during the show, you don't know if you're in a dream, if you're in a real life, and if you wake up, just wishing is the real life, right? So, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening, Azúcar Morena. And if you don't have platforms, like those expensive platforms for movies and series, don't worry, it's on for free. And also in Vancouver and around the world, I'm sure, tenemos la Cinemateca. We have the Cinematic. So movies are for free. And some is for a very low price. So just go to the cinema or a theater as well to watch plays. Enjoy Fata Morgana con Isabel or Isalpa. You can find actually this song on Spotify. And I hope you are here next show. Thank you for listening.
Einsamkeit, doch trotzdem nicht allein, ist Zusammenhalt, das was bleibt. Wissentlich ist da nur der trübe Blick, reiß ich mich los. Doch es gelingt mir.